It's going to take years and a lot of money to get it all cleaned up. This is the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush, in for Rebecca Williams. All this week, we've been talking a lot about the legacy that Velsicol Chemical left behind in Michigan. The company operated on the banks of the Pine River in St. Louis, Michigan until 1978. And it made a lot of things over the years, including tons of the pesticide DDT and the flame retardant chemical PBB. The company is gone, but people living here are not surprised by the amount of pollution that's still around. Phil Ramsey has been coming to these community meetings for a long time. This is where the people learn about the latest plans from the EPA for tackling the pollution in town. Ramsey said he knew the river was polluted ever since he was a kid. He'd have to walk over a bridge over the Pine River to get to his third grade class.
Well, every day when I'd walk to school, there were dead birds, dead fish, dead turtles. And there used to be an old police officer that lived here. And I thought if I talked to the cop, he'd do something about the pollution.
Fast forward more than 70 years, and Ramsey says he's still waiting for the pollution to get cleaned up.
Maybe if I live to be 130, 140 years old, I'll see it done. I don't know.
The state and the EPA entered into what's called a consent agreement with Velsicol Chemical back in 1982. The government agreed that it wouldn't sue Velsicol if the company agreed to contain the pollution on the sprawling 54-acre site. Velsicol just basically buried their old plant right there on the banks of the Pine River. The buildings and even the storage tanks were demolished and covered over with a clay cap. And it built a clay wall along the river, hoping to keep the contaminants out.
But that containment system had no bottom to it.
Scott Cornelius was part of a state team that discovered years later that Velsicol's burial pit was leaking.
There wasn't like a layer down below the bottom that stopped anything from going down into the groundwater or even out into the river.
Today, it's the taxpayers who are paying for this cleanup. And the toxic footprint Velsicol left on the city is big. Here in the middle of the Pine River in St. Louis, workers are pulling up the remnants of an old steel wall. It was used to dam up and drain parts of the river. From 1999 to 2006, construction crews dug out the river sediment that had some of the highest levels of DDT ever recorded. Early signs show that it worked. DDT levels in fish have gone down dramatically. And in the neighborhood near the old plant, crews are excavating polluted yards. But the biggest challenge that remains is the old plant site itself. The EPA has a plan for cleaning that plant site up through its Superfund program, and Tom Alcamo is in charge of that.
It's going to be a very big challenge just treating all the different types of chemicals on this site. There's hundreds of different chemicals that are all, a number of them are very toxic.
A lot of people in St. Louis just want the EPA to dig up the old plant and haul away all the contamination. Alcamo says they do plan to dig up some of the pollution on the site, but in other parts, the chemicals are either too deep or just too toxic. So the EPA plans to insert hot metal rods into the ground, heat those rods up, and treat the contaminants in place. And it will pump polluted groundwater to the surface.
Underneath the site, we will never be able to clean the groundwater up to levels that are safe, but we will contain that groundwater, and no one will be drinking that groundwater, therefore, you know.
So you're pumping the water up, treating it, and keeping it from spreading out in the soil.
Exactly. We treat it, and then we'll probably likely discharge it into the Pine River through a permit that the state will give us.
It's going to be expensive, and it will take decades. Jim Kelly is the mayor of St. Louis. He's 73, and he says this community has lived with this pollution long enough. They're pushing the state and the EPA to do a good job with the cleanup this time around.
We would like to be known as the people that changed things.
Tomorrow, we're going to hear more about the chemical company behind all this pollution and how taxpayers have come to pay for the cleanup. And that's the Environment Report. I'm Mark Brush.